Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Welcome back to another healing and coaching episode of Soul of an Empath. My name is Tiffany Cano. Today we have Anne as our guest to receive this healing and coaching around one or more wounds, around not feeling wanted. So if you have had any inner dialogue with yourself about not feeling wanted in a particular scenario or with a person or a group of people, or maybe it's not feeling wanted in your job or your group of friends, then please continue to participate in this healing, as I will be providing healing energies not only for Anne, but for all of the listeners, including you. And before we get started, I also want to share a gift with you. It's called the Forgiveness Journey, and it's 7 days of forgiveness. So if you would like to participate in your own forgiveness journey, you can collect that at highlyperceptivepeopleacademy.com/forgive-7. That's highlyperceptivepeopleacademy.com/forgive-7. And I will put that link in the show notes for you as well. So I just wanted you to have access to that even beyond this podcast. So let's begin with a prayer. And one other quick reminder, please no driving or operating heavy machinery during these healing and coaching calls. I want you to be safe and have the best opportunity to be open and receptive. So keeping yourself sitting or laying down with your arms and legs uncrossed is ideal during healing sessions. So let's go ahead and pray. Beloved God, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the great, great ones, spiritual teachers, spiritual elders, angels, saints, helpers, and guides, we thank you. Thank you for the divine light, divine love, divine power, the mercy, grace, and ease. Thank you for healing old wounds, negative imprints, negative patterns, negative programs about not feeling wanted. Thank you, God, for releasing and letting go of all the triggering traumas and originating trauma of not feeling wanted. Release it deeply, completely, and permanently. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. So, Anne, when you had put in this request for healing wounds around not feeling wanted, Can you give me a little bit more insight into that? Was it around a particular person or an in general not feeling not wanted? I want a place to start.
So there are several, you know, incidents throughout my life, but it really originates with that my mother got pregnant by accident, and only, you know, months after her mother had committed suicide, and, you know, that she got pregnant resulted in my parents getting married, which I don't know, they would have gotten married if it wasn't for that she was pregnant, or at least not at that point in time. It, you know, arguably, if it would have been acceptable, the families basically got together and decided they should get married. but had it been acceptable or in today's world, she would have gotten an abortion, I think. And so there is a, you know, like just an underlying wound of not being this, you know, longed for baby, and her really not being in any shape psychologically to be a mother at that point.
Wow. What I'm seeing energetically is both you and your mom had taken on and sponged up some of the emotions that your grandma had felt. There's this intergenerational energy pattern that had been passed down.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was hard for your mom going through all of this and having her mom commit suicide. And that in and of itself is tragic. And it feels like a lot of that energy just seeped into both of you.
Yeah.
So I would like us to do some healing and forgiveness. And I also want you to know that you are wanted. Even though it may not have seemed like that throughout your life, you are wanted. So that is the truth that I want you to realize. And we're going to go in and do some healing so that that becomes your new belief and reality. Okay?
Beautiful.
All right. So let's start with the moment of conception. The moment of conception when your soul, a portion of your soul came down into the womb of your mama. And I want us to like rewrite, heal, and transmute from that very first moment. You feeling wanted and loved. So what if this really is true? So from preconception into conception, into those first few moments of time here in your mama's womb, what if you could actually allow yourself to feel wanted? It feels like you're softening into that.
Yeah.
And what if you could allow for this feeling of wanted and loved to ripple out throughout your timeline from the moment of conception all the way through being in your mama's womb? Let this feeling of being wanted and loved completely heal and transmute whatever emotions your mom may have been going through while you were in her womb. Good. And I'm doing healing simultaneously. Okay, so for you and all the listeners, let yourself feel wanted, feel loved from that moment of conception through the first few weeks and months of being in utero. Good. And even in the moments when your mom found out that she was pregnant, and her shock and fear and trauma about realizing that she was pregnant, even during that time, could you let this healing energy of being wanted and loved be true for you? Mm. Could you let that be possible?
Yeah.
Very good. Release any other energies that you may have inadvertently sponged up while you were in utero. The only energies that you can keep are the feeling of loved and wanted. Everything else can be released. Good. And carry this energy of loved and wanted throughout the entire pregnancy. Very good. And let this loved and wanted be there at the moment of your birth, when your parents first smiled at you, welcoming you into the world. Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. And let this feeling of loved and wanted continue. Continue into the first year of your life. Good. I'm sweeping away anything that isn't love and wanted in that 0 through 1 years old. Very good. It's feeling cleaner to me. How about you?
Yeah. Yeah, it felt like I had a hook in my back and it's less now.
Okay, let it completely unhook. Okay, that looks better to me. How about you?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let this energy and essence of feeling loved and wanted continue. Continue from age 1 to age 2. Letting go of anything that isn't loved and wanted. Good. And age 2 to 3, letting go of anything that isn't loved and wanted. And continuing on to age 4. So 0 to 4 years old, releasing anything that isn't loved, you feeling loved and wanted. Mm. Looks like it's getting lighter and brighter to me.
Yeah, feels.
Okay. And let this feeling loved and wanted continue to age 5. Expel, release anything that isn't loved and wanted. Good. That feeling loved and wanted continued through age 6. 0 to 6 years old. Everyone let go. Good job. Now release not feeling wanted or loved from 0 to 7 years old. And now 0 to 8 years old, release and let go of anything that is not you feeling loved and wanted. Unhook. Very good. Now let go of anything from age 0 to 12 years old. Let this sense and feeling of being loved and want to be so strong, so anchored in you, that anything that isn't you feeling loved and wanted is released, disintegrated, transmuted now. Very good. And we went in detail between the ages of conception through 8 years old, because those are the prime years where most imprints tend to be. That's where a lot of child development studies say that, you know, we're baked by then. You know, like that is where in those first 8 years of life that most people get their beliefs anchored into them. So that's why we spend a lot of time there. I'm going to go a little faster on the rest of the years, okay? Mm-hmm. So 0 to 20 years old, want you to release anything that isn't you feeling loved and wanted. And 0 to 30. Unhook, release, let go of anything that isn't you feeling loved and wanted. Let go. Let these healing energies and blessings permeate into every cell, every particle of your being. Very good. Now, 0 to 40 years old, release anything that is not you feeling loved, wanted. Unhook, release. Very good. Now, from 0 to your current age, release and let go of anything blocking you from feeling loved and wanted. Let your entire timeline be healed and transmuted. Very good. How do you feel?
Much lighter.
What else?
A sense of possibility and a sense of openness and calm.
Good.
I feel solid in my body.
Very good. I want you to let the energies of I am loved and I am wanted be so solid and thoroughly anchored in you. Every cell is vibrating and radiating. I am wanted. I am loved. Let this integrate, assimilate deeply, completely, and permanently so that this is the inner dialogue and belief system that you have going forward moment by moment for the rest of your life, knowing with certainty, with clarity that you are wanted and you are loved. Yes?
Yeah. I just had a whole flash of my business.
Really?
My clients. Yeah, like there was this, wanted by clients.
Yes.
Like how much this is impacting those conversations.
Yes. You feeling wanted is going to completely, positively affect your business. It will also impact your relationships with your family, with your friends, with people in general. You can walk into a room of complete strangers and feel wanted. Because that is who you are as a core belief.
Amen.
Yes. Any other thoughts or questions that you have for me?
No, this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You seemed very, very relaxed and peaceful.
Yeah.
And I know that it's late for you because you're in England and I'm in California. So thank you for staying up late to do this recording.
Well, thank you. This was a treat.
My pleasure. And for those of you who are still exploring working with me, I have a version of this in my products called Loved. So I take people through preconception into utero, into childhood, into adulthood of feeling loved, seen, heard, understood, safe, and that you belong. So today we focus primarily on just feeling wanted and feeling loved. But if you want to explore also feeling seen and safe and heard and belonging, then consider picking up the Loved audio. And you'd get that at highlyperceptivepeopleacademy.com. And I'll put that in the show notes as well for you. So thank you very much. Have a beautiful rest of your day or night for you. Let's actually do a little bit of a closing prayer first, okay? Thank you, God, and all the great, great ones, spiritual teachers, spiritual elders, angels, saints, helpers, and guides for the ongoing healing, help, and blessings. Thank you for the joy, the peace, the knowing with full faith and trust that I am loved, living from the belief of I am loved, I am wanted, so be it. And letting this ripple out into every single area of life. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Bye for now. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.